There's a piece in the Sefer Achinuch, in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, which underscores how important it is to understand Akedas Yitzchok. Because Akedas Yitzchok, which we read about in this parsha, Parshas Vayera, has not only a inspirational and historic message, but it seems that there's also a tachlis there for us, something that we can utilize to achieve goals and aspirations that we have. And if that's the case, it becomes all the more important to try to understand the dynamic of what's going on. So he says, the Chinuch says, that he's speaking about Kiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, but he says this is different from Rosh Hashanah. That Kiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Shat Kiyah Hahi Onu Oisim Likboya Machshavteinu Al Inyan Akedas Yitzchok, to set our focus, our thoughts on Akedas Yitzchok, picture Akedas Yitzchok, Unetzayer B'Nafshenu, and to create this picture in our nefesh, Lasis Gambonu Komoihu La'avas Hashem, that we will also do, just like Avraham Avinu did to Yitzchok, we do to our own loved ones, La'avas Hashem, because of the love we have for Hashem. If Hashem told us, Shecht, your child, then we would be able to, we picture ourselves stepping up to the plate, just out of great Avas Hashem, to listen and comply and to do just as Avraham Avinu did. Umitech kach, yale zichroineinu lefnei Hashem letoiv. Because of that, our zichroinus will be oile in front of Hashem Latov. Kloimar, he says, what does that mean? Shaniya zakoyim lefonov. We will be considered zakai, innocent, in front of Hashem, because of the fact that we pictured ourselves, when we remember Akedas Yitzchok, we pictured ourselves performing such an act, such a mesiras nefesh, me'avas Hashem, to our own loved one. So that's going to be a schus, that such a schus, that will be zakoyim bedin. I guess that's zakoyim bedin or Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like a very powerful tool. So it seems that understanding and imagining, picturing ourselves participating in Akedas Yitzchok could have tremendous ramifications. And the truth of the matter is that we don't have to wait for Parshas Vayera, and we don't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah, because we find in the Nusach of the Davening, before the Korbonos, we find that Akedah, Parshas Akedah is there, and there's a tefillah. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kimoi Shekovash Avrohom Avinu Esrachamo Miben Yechidoi Verotzo Lishchait Oysa Las Kedei Lasus Ritzoynecho Kein Yichbishu Rachamecho Es Kaascho Me'oleinu. And it would seem that that moment is a moment where we could focus on Akedas Yitzchok, on what the Chinuch says, ke'ilu, we're doing such a thing, and it could be a tremendous schus that we ask Hashem, ken yich b'shurachamecho es kascho me'oleinu. So I think, therefore, it becomes very significant to have a better insight into what happened by Akedas Yitzchok. So here, this is the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he explains, first he goes through the extent of Avraham Avinu's love for Yitzchok. He's 100 years old, and he didn't have a child, and he finally has a ben, Yehoyelo ben, Achar Hayyush, in the middle of the page, Hoyeroy Lachshav, Tekefo Ava, Chazok, Lebenahu, what love he has, but Tichpalo Ava, Yosef, Yosef, so Shono, after 1 year, more than he had after 8 days, and then as again, 5 years and 10 years, and again, the love is growing and growing and growing, and he comes by close to 40 years old, he has such a love for this child, who has man, he now has a child whose seichel has achieved shleimus. He has this brilliant, insightful odom hasholim beseichel hasholim v'zehu Yitzchok shoy ben lamazayin shona bismanu akedah v'tichpal yosef v'yosef kishyitzav elishkot haben hazeh hu ba'atzma biyodov. Even more, he's told with his own hands he has to do it. V'ahava hazois ein domer ba'ilam roi la'ovra. There's nothing in the world that could overpower this love. V'avrom b'teich shohoyosh. But Avraham Avinu, with all this love for Yitzchak, because he was sholem, complete in his emunah in Hashem, im heyos haflogas ahavos el Yitzchak, with all of this love that he had for Yitzchak, he recognized, he kir, ki roi shetisgaber avas Hashem yisporach al avas Yitzchak. He recognized with this emunah shleimo that he had, despite all of the love that he had for his son, he recognized that it was appropriate for him that he should overpower, that the love of Hashem should overpower his love for Yitzchak, and with the strength of this expanded love that he has, that Avram had in Hashem, it was easier, it became kalo be'enov avas Yitzchak, he subordinated the avas Yitzchak to the avas Hashem, ubikesh l'shochtoy achash l'shayomim shenem alo adibur. And even 3 days after Hashem told him, he attempted to shecht him, and he didn't do it immediately. He continues, because then they would say, oh, well, he was overwhelmed. But after 3 days of v'deyas shleimum yusheves, he performed that kedas Yitzchak. It seems here that the Rabbeinu Bechaya is introducing the mechanism, the mindset, the process with which Avraham Avinu dealt with this. Now, Hashem told him to shecht. So there was a tzivui to shecht. So it's very clear. He knew Hashem said you have to shecht. Avraham Avinu, the Avraham Oyhavi, the one that was umotzoses levovo inemo lefonecho. He had already gone through so many nisyonos, had such a hiskashus with Hashem. He spoke directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do the shechita. This is what had to be done. But it seems there was a process. It was because of he was sholem be'emuna, besides this, despite the love he had for Yitzchak, he was able to recognize machmas the shleimus in emuna, that it's ro'ui shetisgaber avas Hashem al avas Yitzchak. He says, oh, I see, yeah, this is what's appropriate. Well, it's appropriate, yes, I have avas Hashem and I have avas Yitzchak. Avas Yitzchak is intense. He just listed a whole step of how that love continued. But it's Avas Hashem. And now, well, Hashem told me what to do. Well, okay, but now I have this emunah, and I now recognize that this is appropriate to do that which Hashem told me, which is to overpower the Avas Yitzchak with the Avas Hashem, and to be able to perform the Akedah. Sounds like that despite the fact that Hashem told him to do it, there was a process that he went through. He internalized it. Chazal say, and sounds from the Rabbeinu Bechaya too, he didn't ask the question, Esmo lo martoli ki b'yitzchok yikorel chozora, and today you say haleu lo oilo. That's a question he could have asked. You promised me, you told me yesterday that Yitzchok is going to be the Yoyrish, and now you say kill him. So he didn't have that question. That didn't bother him. That was Chazal say he had no hirhur, he did it belev sholem. He could have had such a logical question at least to confuse him, to ask the question. No, that was not relevant. But yet he needed more than that. He needed to take this shleimus in emunah, which means l'choira, that it's not the emunah that Hashem is telling him to do it, because Hashem told him directly to do it. So obviously it means appreciating of Hashem's koyach, appreciating of Hashem's chesed, appreciating of Hashem's love, appreciating of Hashem as the boirei olam and the one who controls everything, and that the purpose of creation is only leheitiv and leolam chesed yibone, and everything Hashem wants is for my good, kol mado v'rachum lekavov, and all of the yesoides or emunah that are included in this shleimus emunah that Avraham Avinu had. And with that, with all that, using all of that, through that, he says, Mitoch Shahoya Shalom Bemuna, he was able through that to recognize Ki Roi Shetisgaber Avas Hashem Yisporach Al Avas Yitzchok. That this is the appropriate thing to do. In other words, this is the procedure, this is what he has to do, and it required all of his appreciation and recognition of Hashem, even beyond the fact that Hashem told him to do it. because he had to take that emunah shleima that he had, emunah shleima. It's not just emunah, this is what Hashem wants. Hashem told him to do it. But the Teretz is the full hakor of who Hashem was and what he represented and what his purpose was and what he does in life and how everything he does is for the good. And he took all of that, and that allowed him to recognize what he had to do and to appreciate, to discover the process that he had to find, that it's roish et tiskaber, it's appropriate for him to do this, and this is what he has to do. And he needed to muster all of that emuna shleima that he had in order to get to this point. So I think, you know, what it means is that for ourselves, and you know, we always like to look for our children and for our talmidim and for people that we're trying to influence, that it's not enough just to tell them this is, you know, shteit geschriben in the Torah. This is what Hashem wants. This is what it says. Yes, that's very important. Avraham Avinu had that too. But it took his emunah shleima to give him the ability to make the necessary calculations of how to go about the process in order to fulfill the Rosh Hashem. And therefore, you see here that it's very important to go beyond just that there's a tzivui. But to a hakora of Hashem, a hakora of who Hashem is, a hakora of the chesed Hashem, a hakora of olam chesed yibone, a hakora of kol ma'ada oved rachmona letavovit, a hakora of everything, all the love and caring and benefit and everything, it's completely and totally for my benefit, and there's nothing else involved in Hashem's chishbonus whatsoever. And it seems that that's necessary to be able to bring myself to. You know, sometimes we also have to strategize. I have love of Hashem, and let's say it's not Akedas Yitzchok, but it's Avas Atzmoy. I love myself. You know, my love of myself says I want to sleep. My love of Hashem says I should get up. My love of myself says I want to go do something which may not be so appropriate. My love of Hashem says don't do it. And it's not enough just Hashem told you, got to do it. That's powerful. That's extremely powerful. But it also requires that focus in emunah to recognize who Hashem is and what it's all about and what the purpose is. And all of the ingredients that are in shleimus or emunah, even for an Avraham Avinu to be able to figure out how to listen to the directive from Hashem when he heard it directly mipiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kach no es bincho es yechidcho es shirahavto es yitzchok va'aleu la'oilo, and so forth. And even so, he needed to muster all that. So I think that it becomes critical that chizuk in emunah and appreciation of all of the, you know, the Darkei Hashem and the way Hashem works and the purpose for which he works, and whether it has to do, as explained at the beginning in the first parak in Maseilas Yesharim, or as elaborated on in a broader, more global sense in the Moshe Chaim Lutzato's Derech Hashem. But these things seem to be very, very critical in order to enable us, push it, to be able to fulfill the directives of Hashem. And when we wish to communicate these to others, we also have to realize that it's not enough just the direct commandment for Avraham Avinu, even directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it needs that background of that understanding and that shleimus in emunah to be able to come to recognize the appropriateness and how to go about it and the motivation and to carry it out to its proper extent. Otherwise, just the tzivui itself leaves a person with a certain vacuum, and he may not be able to fulfill the directive.